Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I have a potential claimant here for the Roundup claim.
Okay, perfect.
And his first name is Keelon, K-E-L-O-N, last name Walker.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi, Keelon.
Hi, yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. So my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. I'll be helping you out today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes, I would.
Okay, perfect. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So were you or someone you love diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was it the non-Hodgkin lymphoma or a subtype?
It was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. Have you had, was it yourself or a family member?
No, it was myself.
Yourself, okay. Have you had cancer diagnosis more than once?
No, I just had it once.
Once, okay. So you said you're filing the claim for yourself. What year were you diagnosed?
In February 2005. No, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I know I was. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm tripping. Let me watch the film. I was diagnosed in June of 2019.
June 2019.
Yeah, I don't know where 2005 came from.
Okay. Okay. You said it was January, right? 2019?
No, June.
June. So sorry about that. Okay. And then where did you spray the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
It was at home.
Home? Okay. And do you know what cities you sprayed it in?
It was in Florida.
Florida? What city did you live in?
Acapulco.
And then was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma or any friends or family, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
After spraying it? No. Okay. Good, good. Let's see. Is, and for Acapulco, is that ACA? P-U-L-C-O?
No, it's A-P-O-P-K-A.
A-P-O.
P-K-A.
P-A. Okay. So sorry about that. Thank you. And then... what was your age at time of diagnosis?
40.
40, okay. And then do you know, and this can be estimated, but you know how many total years you were spraying the Roundup?
I'm going to say about a good 18.
18 years?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then, and some of the questions may be a little bit repetitive, so I do apologize. But did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. No.
Okay, and Are the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Cell
phone.
Perfect. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
You are. Perfect. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. You could just give me yes or no if you ever had a diagnosis. So HIV, AIDS?
No.
No. Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Organ transplant?
No, ma'am. No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No, ma'am.
Diabetes mellitus?
No, ma'am.
Lupus?
Nope.
EBV, the Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
No. Any other cancers that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
No, that was it.
That was it. Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
No.
Okay. That I know of.
And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
K-E-L-O-N.
K-E-L-O-N?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then your last name?
Walker.
Walker, like W-A-L-K-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No, ma'am.
No. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. Are you currently married?
I'm not.
Okay. Your marital status?
Single. I was separated.
Okay. No worries. And your date of birth?
2/11/83.
11/19/83. And then your social?
456-65-1040.
It was 456-65.
1040.
1040, okay. So sorry about that. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV commercial, social media, doctor, friend?
I'm going to say, doctor, but I said TV commercial.
TV commercial, okay. And then, and this can be estimated again, when did you, do you know what year estimately that was that you became aware that the cancer may have been related to Roundup? This is just best estimated guess.
Let's say 2021.
Okay, no worries. And then what is your height?
5'9".
5'9". And then your weight, estimately, if you don't know.
About 185.
185, okay. And then we'll go through the primary contact information. What is your email address?
WalkerKeelon45@gmail.com.
WalkerKeelon45?
Yeah, @gmail.com.
@gmail, okay. And then you said this phone is your cell phone.
Right.
And then what is your mailing address?
110 Westwood Circle, Duncanville, Texas, 75116.
75116?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it circle or court?
Court. Well, they say circle, but they got CT by it.
CT, okay. So So it's court, I believe. But no worries. And then excuse me. We'll go over the Roundup usage information. Now, how many times, and this could be a best guess, how many times per year or month did you use the Roundup?
I'm saying about 4 times a month.
4 times a month?
Mm-hmm.
And was this year-round?
Yes.
Okay. So 48 times a year. And then, again, I'm sorry for the repetitive questions, but did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I did.
Yes, okay. And then do you know what year approximately you first started using the Roundup? Is it when you moved into a home? Anything like that?
It happened in 2005,
okay. Approximately, when did you stop spraying the Roundup?
In 2023.
23, okay. So about 18 years total. And then did you use any protective gear while applying the Roundup?
I had on gloves.
Gloves?
But, yeah.
Okay. And then I know you said you were using it at home. It was then residential? It wasn't like agricultural or commercial?
No, it was just
residential. Okay. And do you know where you were applying it? Was it like your yard?
And yeah, in the yard, in the back of the yard.
Okay. And then what state did you use the product in?
Dallas, Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
Okay. And then were you first exposed to Roundup for lawn care and, like, maintenance? Is that where you first started using it? Okay.
Yeah.
And how were you exposed? Were you the one spraying it, or were other people and you were just, like, near it?
I was the one spraying.
You were the one spraying. Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. And again, you did personally spray the Roundup?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And then, how often were you present during the application process or application of Roundup when you were spraying it? You were present every time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And then, how many exposures of Roundup did you have in your lifetime? You said there was 18 years total you used it?
Yeah.
So let me do that math real fast. If it was 48 times in a year times 18, does 864 times sound right, if it was 48 times a year times the 18?
Right.
Okay. Did you ever live near a water well?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you never got your home water from a well, anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, ma'am.
Were you ever exposed to benzene?
No, ma'am.
Any Agent Orange exposure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, do you know what type of Roundup was used? Did you have to add anything to it, or was it already pre-mixed and ready to go?
Pre-mixed.
Okay. And where were you purchasing it? Was it like a Home Depot, Walmart, Aces, Tractor Supply?
Home Depot.
Do you have any, it's not required, but do you have any proof of purchases, credit card receipts, anything like that?
No, ma'am, not that I kept.
Okay, no worries. Do you have any bottles of Roundup in your possession still?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Have you ever been a smoker? Cigarette smoker? No. And then the employment information, are you currently employed?
I'm not.
No. Have you or did you lose any time from work because of like surgery, treatments related to the cancer?
To treatment.
To treatment?
Yeah.
Do you know what years you weren't able to work?
On that note, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. And then, were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. And then claims and court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever file for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then record here. Other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket and that sort of thing, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then next, do you have a medical record that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
The doctor has it? Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember for the diagnosing hospital or facility where you were diagnosed at?
Charleston Methodist? No, it's Charleston Methodist. Medical Center in Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas?
Uh-huh.
On just 3500 West Wheatland Road, Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Maria Chavez.
What was the last name? Chavez?
Chavez.
Is it with the SH?
With the J.
Jarez. Is that wrong?
Yeah, J-U-A-R-E-Z.
Okay. Did you have your treatment there as well?
I did.
You did? Okay. Were you treated in
2019?
Or was it the following year? Do you know when you had treatments?
Treatment started. I'm going to say 2023. It was a couple of
years after.
It was a couple of years after.
Okay, no worries. Sorry. So 2023. Then I'm putting in some information here. Bear with me. And then, one moment here. Does Dallas Oncology Consultants on 310 East Highway 67, Duncanville, Texas, does that sound familiar for your doctor's office? Or was it all just done at the 3500 West Wheatland?
At the 3500 West Wheatland.
Okay. And then, bear with me. What kind of treatment did you receive? Was it like a stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
It was a B cell. What was it? It was chemotherapy, but it was more like the B cells, to kill the cancer
okay.
cell.
Okay. And then, how has your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma impacted your life? Was it, you know, like, did it have mental stress, physical? Family, like stress or worry, anything like that? Money?
It was a combination of everything, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Mental stress and, you know, physical stress. Because it took a toll on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Mental Gosh. Stress, it took a toll on, you know, like, being family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry you went through that. Okay, so I got that. And then lastly here, the emergency contact information. So we request emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact? Not this time?
Not at this time.
Okay, no worries. Bear with me. And then I do just want to make sure everything is correct here. One moment. I'm going to read through some of it just to make sure. So again, you do not have an attorney already?
I do not.
Correct. Okay. And you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma in June of 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then... we are filing the claim for yourself. You said that you were you were 40 years old at time of diagnosis, and you sprayed it for at least 1 year, right? You sprayed it for at least 1 year prior to being diagnosed, right?
Right.
Okay. And you sprayed it for a total of 18 years?
Right.
And then you did also spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Right.
And then you are a citizen of the United States?
Right.
Okay. And then, so bear with me. I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. They'll be sent via text and email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Thank you.